And before we get started, just a little housekeeping, guys. If you have, if you want to say something, if you could just say something in the chat so I know that you have a comment. It's the button in the middle across the bottom. Also, if you are not speaking, if you could leave yourself on mute. Background noise is awful on Zoom. Every time you type, you move paper.
I need to put it on, comes across. Yes.
So please leave yourself on Zoom unless you're speaking, and that will hopefully help with this process.
Do you want us to use the chat or the raise hand thing?
Oh,
whatever
okay.
is easiest for you. If you raise your hand, yes, just okay. hold it up till I like acknowledge it or something. If,
well,
it, whichever
little...
works. I'm watching both.
Okay.
Elizabeth?
Yes.
It's Shannon Johnson. My old Kindle doesn't have the chat feature, so I'm checking my raise hand thing.
Okay.
Is it on?
David, do you see a raised hand?
I do. And I can make you a host. I'm going to add you as a host, Elizabeth, so that you can see that as well.
Elizabeth, okay. I don't have either a chat button or a raised hand button.
Do you have a more? Is there something in the corner where it says more?
Just a second.
I think no. we'll just use the chat window. Everyone should have the chat window.
Well, I can tell you mine. I switched, David, from my iPhone last night to the Kindle, and it's an older Kindle, and it doesn't have the chat. I played with it this morning. It has the raise hand one.
You can physically raise your hand. That's
Shannon,
fine.
Can you slide? Yeah. Okay. So we're live on Facebook. Let's start the meeting and go from there. Welcome.
Okay. Thank you so much. We are going to go ahead and get started. Today is April 21st, 2020, and this is the Kaiser Charter Review Committee meeting. And we will go ahead and get started by call to order. And then do you need to do the approval of the minutes first, Debbie? Okay, so do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
I motion that we approve the minutes from last time.
Okay, and second?
Second, Ken Freeman.
Okay. So it has been moved and seconded that we approve the March minutes. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, so the minutes have been approved. And then I spoke with Shannon, so I'm going to put myself back on mute and let Shannon Johnson, our city council attorney, recap where we're at and before we open it up to public comments and such. So Mr. Johnson, are you ready?
Yes.
Thank you.
Can everybody hear me?
Okay. There's two windows, and it's blacking out your face and a contrasting camera. Can you move your Kindle so that you are against a wall and not windows by you? You can't see your face.
I can do that, but the view won't be the same. We tried different things today. So the problem with doing this way is that the light is bad here too. So
can you raise it up eye level so we're not looking at a light?
Is that any better? See, I tried this with the light off, but then I couldn't read my documents. So
yeah, well, we have to go with it the way it is. We can't see your face.
Yeah, well, not seeing my face seems to be an advantage, I would think. But does that work any better? I think that's actually worse.
Yeah, no. If you could just raise the Kindle so it's not pointing at the ceiling. There we go. If you raise it up, now it's pointed against a wall behind you and we see your face.
Yeah.
That's better.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be able to. Let me see if I can profit, Dave. I can't do this because I can't hold it. So,
Debbie?
Yes, I have already heard something from our interpreter, and he wants to remind you to not talk over each other or to talk quietly. I know he's not interpreting yet, but everybody's all kind of talking over each other at the same time. So I wanted to remind you again. Sorry, don't mean to be a nag.
Nope, and let's make sure we're on mute. Put yourself on mute if you are not currently talking to help out with that background noise. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead for folks in the audience, and I'm not sure how many there are that are not on the committee, just briefly outlining the staff report for the meeting. As you know, I think we pretty much got through the charter except for the four remaining issues that we called deferred issues. And I'm going to go over those briefly. First one is a question of at-large counselors, which is the current process, or to change to a ward system, which would elect ward counselors from specific geographical areas. So that's the first one. The second issue is one of either head-to-head elections on a certain position, or another method would be to have all the counselors run against them and against each other and pick the top three. As you may remember, every 2 years, half the council, the mayor runs every 2 years, half the council runs every 2 years. So we have three counselors and the mayor up every 2 years. The option that I was discussing would be the top three. So you maybe have five people running, the top three vote getters would get it and they'd all run against each other basically. So if you would only do that, of course, is if you had an at-large, you kept the at-large system. So that was the second question. The third question was with regard to four-year terms for the counselors. Would you like to see that continued, or would you like to see that changed to a two-year term? And then finally is the question of a vacancy. Currently, a vacancy is filled by appointment, regardless of how much time is left in the term of the vacant position if the counselor resigns. Would you want to do that by special election? And I think I mentioned last time, and I double checked today, Salem has that. If there's a resignation or other type of vacancy 1 year or more before the end of the term, then they have a special election. So those are the four questions. One of the issues that came up, I think, in the last meeting and maybe perhaps the meeting before also, was a pure policy question in terms of handling these issues with regard to making it straightforward or not. Are these important enough issues that they should go in with the concern by some, I think, just to characterize it, that if that happened, maybe there's a little more chance that the vote would fail because there would be too much going on. That's a weighing question ultimately for council, but for you folks too. So you can make a determination on those issues tonight after hearing some testimony. I laid out on the second page of the staff report that after my presentation here, that the chair should turn to the committee to see if there's any preliminary questions prior to taking testimony. And then after that, then go ahead and take whatever testimony there is. I talked to Elizabeth earlier, and she may summarize some of the written testimony we got. And then following the testimony, my preference is, unless it's real late and you don't want to do it, is to have some discussion with a direction to me, and we would come back on these issues and any other remaining issues, and we would come back at the next meeting, which I believe is May 5th, the first Tuesday of the month, with what I would hope would be the final draft. We're not tied to that, but I've talked to both Elizabeth and Kim a couple of times here in the last few weeks with all the different COVID stuff going on. And the reality is if we don't get this moving to council in May, it's going to put council in a little bit of a time bind. The concern is they won't have enough time to fully engage additionally with the public and mull this over with at least one hearing, one work session. I would expect the council to have at least a total of three meetings on this, frankly. And so to be able to do that, and I have to finish my work in August to be able to get it on the ballot in November. So that's kind of why we're keeping on this same schedule, even though we have the COVID-19 crisis going on. So that's why we're kind of here. So with that, I'll turn it back to Elizabeth to see if folks have any questions before we get started with testimony.
Okay, and let's go ahead and start with Pat. Has her hand up?
Shannon, I know the issues that are out for comment includes the idea of the two-year term for the city council instead of 4-year. And I don't know if it seems like the original question that I raised about that would refer to doing some of the council positions, like maybe just two of them. I don't know if that's a distinction that we want to make as we're receiving comment, that the proposal would be just for part of the council to be a shorter term, or if you want to see if there's any comment pro or con at all about that issue, and before we have to worry about whether how many of the positions.
Right, and we never got to a point talking about detail about how that would work or which portion of it, because I think you're right, Pat. I think the general concept is that we'll see how people feel about the concept generally, and if there's some sentiment towards looking at it deeper, then we would get to that secondary question of exactly what would that look like.
Anyone else have any other questions or comments before we open up the public meeting part? Okay.
I do.
On the schedule that they were that you're talking about, it seems to me okay to, given the COVID-19, that we have to kind of push some of the public comment opportunity into the city council phase, because we're just so limited in what we can do right now. And go ahead.
Okay. Someone else was starting to say something. Zyra, was it you?
Yeah, it's me. This is Zyra. So I received a link for this to be broadcasted in Spanish simultaneously, and I'm in it right now, and I've been receiving several messages that it's not, that the host hasn't started the meeting yet, and people aren't able to log in and listen in on Spanish.
I'm also going to rebroadcast the Spanish translation after this meeting as well. It's being recorded. So I'll text Bill at the city who's running that meeting, letting him know, and backup plan will rebroadcast it after the meeting.
Okay, yeah, because it was my understanding that it would be broadcasted simultaneously, and I've already received like 5 different messages from people saying that they're just waiting for the meeting to start. The understanding was that they were going to be able to watch at the same time as real time.
Okay. Is there anything you can do on that, David, realistically?
Bill took ownership of that Spanish broadcast, so he said he had to handle them texting.
Okay. All right. Are you ready? Okay. Zyra, the link that you went to was one I sent yesterday, and we changed that. So the link that you have is not the correct link. We can send you a link. Bill's right here, and I will give him your email address, and he can send you the correct link, okay?
Okay, thank you. Would we be able to put that link on the comment section of the Facebook page where it's
being I didn't put one on there to begin with.
No, people are commenting. We're out on Kaiser TV, and people are asking where the Spanish link is. So yes, Zara, as soon as we get that Spanish link, I'll put it out on Facebook.
Perfect.
Thank you. All right. Does anybody else have any questions or comments before we open it up to public testimony? Brody, I see your hand raised a minute ago. Okay. Kim?
Well, I just, thank you, Chair Smith. I'm just wondering if we need to give it a minute before we start with public comment. I hate to delay things, but I also, if people are wanting to participate via live, I would really like them to have the opportunity to participate. And if people are reaching out to Zyra for information, and we'll get that posted. I mean, I know silence sometimes kills us all, but I think it would be really nice to make sure that we can include.
Bill's right there. He'll, I'm sure, direct us where he's got that going. Debbie?
Yes. Debbie, did you say Bill's right there? We're waiting to get the Spanish translation before we can move forward.
Right, and I just gave him my roster, so he would have Zyra's email, and he should be sending her the email with a correct link. Do you need him to send it to you too?
Well, if Zyra gets it, she can post it in the panel comments, and then we'll all share it from there. Let's just keep one path of information.
Okay. Yeah, well, Bill's supposed to be sending the link to Zyra. No, then we're going to take it from there. It'll get posted on this meeting and people can share it. No, I think we're good. Go home.
All right. Have you seen anything yet, Zyra?
No, I have not received anything yet. I'm refreshing.
Okay, we've got Teresa Flores watching on Facebook. Victor David Velasco is looking for the Spanish translation.
Debbie, was he going to send it to me over the invite? Because I haven't received anything yet on my email.
I'll unmute her. Debbie?
Yes. I just gave Bill Zyra's regular email address. So I don't know if he's having a hard time finding the link that he had. Or what?
Or Debbie, he can send it to you right there and you can post it in the comments of the meeting.
Well, if I knew how to do that, let me see. So
you may not have a keyboard with your iPad.
No, I don't.
So Debbie, if you give it to me, I can just type it in. I'm in the video right now.
Okay, but I don't know what it is.
Oh.
Bill set it up and he didn't ever give it to me to send out. Let me see if I can reach Bill.
Drake has joined on Facebook. That's good. I just posted, we're going to be sharing the Spanish translation soon to people following on Facebook.
Do we have confirmation that there was a new Spanish link created? I'm not seeing anything in the email from an updated version, so only the one from last night, which is not working. Debbie, did he respond?
Yes, he did, and he said that he was sending Zyra the link right as we spoke, so it should be coming any minute.
Yeah, I didn't get notified that there would be that the Zoom link had changed, so that's why I shared the first one that was sent to me, because I was under the understanding that was the Spanish one.
Yes, and I apologize for that, Zyra. There was so much going on today. I forgot when he told me he had done a different link. I had done one on my own personal email account, and I didn't do it right. I didn't know how, and so Bill fixed that, but I'm sorry. I just totally forgot to get that. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Debbie.
Okay, so she's got it now.
I also put a link out to this meeting as viewers. Viewers can just view this in Zoom. And I just put that link on Facebook as well. You panelists are all given the features of speaking and interacting, and there's a other mode of Zoom where they're just participants that can listen into the meeting. So that's been put out there.
So when we go back to talking here in a second, should we recap the 4 points? Shannon, would you be willing to do that real quick, just so people that are able to finally tune in know what we're discussing?
Sure, I can do that.
Thank you.
So yeah, so just an update. I haven't received the link. It's not coming through on my email. So I think, honestly, at this point, I think the best option would be if he could just share it on Facebook himself, or if he could just tell it to me over the phone, yeah. Video. That would be the best option, because I don't have it. It's not coming through in my email. Okay. And
I'll tell him just to post it on Facebook Live in the comments, because we have plenty of people over there, and that's where they're asking for the info. Debbie? Debbie?
Okay. Yes. I just talked to him, and he is going to do that now. He doesn't have access to make editing, but he can do it just as a comment, just like a regular person in public. And so he's going to do that right now.
Yeah, have him go to Kaiser TV Facebook Live and just post the link there, and then
Okay, not the regular Facebook page. Okay, no, well, hold on.
We're on Kaiser TV Facebook page.
The
broadcast has been published to the City of Kaiser's Facebook page, but the original page that it's going out on is on Kaiser TV's Facebook page.
Okay, so what is it called again?
Kaiser TV.
Kaiser TV Facebook?
Yep.
Facebook, Kaiser TV Facebook Live?
Just Facebook. You just see Kaiser TV when you search Facebook. And it's been shared on every counselor's Facebook page of the City of Kaiser. It's on Kaiser Strong.
Okay. Bill, post it on the Kaiser TV Facebook page.
Hi, Dan.
If you're just joining us, go ahead and make sure you mute yourself, please, so there's no background noise. Thank you. Thanks, Dan.
And if we've had people join Philip saying out on public access, people are just watching a bunch of silent people. We're waiting for a simulcast of this meeting in Spanish to be broadcast. And that's being set up as we're waiting, and we'll soon have that link to share. And then we'll continue our meeting. And so that's why we're sitting here waiting for those of you who are just joining this committee. I'm getting questions about what committee this is. This is the City of Kaiser's Charter Review Committee. And this is the first of many public meetings. Shannon, our city attorney, will give a layout of what's to happen over the summer. But we'll be starting up here shortly when we see this link get posted live here.
If I may?
Yes.
Can you hear me? So this isn't the first of many meetings, David. This is actually one of the last of many meetings. They began with the Charter Review Committee back in 2019. I believe it was in the late summer of 2019. I've been meeting monthly and discussing the charter and tweaking changes. And this is the what's being discussed is items that the committee decided they felt like the public should have a voice in, and so they wanted to get input from the public.
Elizabeth?
So I see Bill posted, but there's no link. He texted it, but I don't.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah, Shannon?
I just wanted to add to Debbie's comment. Yeah. Although
he's trying to put something on the Facebook page.
Go ahead, Shannon.
Sorry, go ahead.
Have plenty of opportunity for public comment in front of the council in the next few months. So there will be additional public comment at that stage too.
Hey, Debbie, can you have him email it to me on my city? Just see if he can do that. I can access it pretty quickly.
Okay, there it is. I'm going to put it over on the other Facebook page.
Okay, so we're good?
So we got it?
Yep, okay. I've put it out on the other Kaiser TP page. Thank you, Bill.
All right, so we're everyone comfortable moving on now at this point? Have we got it working? All right.
Yeah, it's been posted publicly, so maybe Debbie, can you walk over to the Spanish? This translator's in the next room over. Can you see that? I clicked on the link and it says it's on hold. I'm not seeing anyone over there yet. I'm gonna post the link here in these in the comments, and if you guys could click on the Spanish link and see what you see.
So it's asking for a meeting password.
Okay, are you there?
Oops, that's not what I want.
Hello? Am I on?
Yes.
Okay, so I just talked to the Spanish speakers. They're working just fine. They have people in the waiting room, and they're letting them in. And so they're getting activity. So David, I'm not sure what you're seeing, but it's working from this end, it's working. And they are interacting with people.
Okay, so then we can move forward.
Okay.
Are we good? All right, let's get going on this. So again, this is the Charter Review Committee meeting for almost the final meeting before we push this off to the City Council with the recommendations that we've worked on for several months. So if I could have our City Attorney Shannon Johnson just do a quick recap for those of us that may just be joining.
Sure. Can everybody hear me okay? Yes? Okay. So as I had mentioned, I'll go over that staff report. The four remaining issues that we called deferred issues to wait for public comment were first the at-large versus the ward system. Currently, the city has an at-large system where the six councilors and the mayor are all elected from the city as a whole. The ward system is where the councilors come from different geographical areas, similar to what they do in Salem. That is one issue on whether you want to look at the ward system or keep the at-large system. The second issue is whether to have head-to-head contests. This would be if you retain the at-large system. Right now, people run for positions 1 through 6, and so you choose which position to run for. That's called a head-to-head contest versus another method is just to have all the counselors run against each other. There'd be 3 positions at a time, typically, and if the top 3 vote-getters out of 4, 5, or 6 would be the winners. That would only be in places if you kept the at-large system. The third issue was the length of the terms. Currently, counselors serve a 4-year term. The question came up on whether or not that should be a 2-year term. And then, so that's a decision point there. And the fourth one is with regard to vacancies. Currently, if there's a vacant position, if a counselor leaves the position for whatever reason, resigns or passes away, the position is filled by appointment, regardless of how much time is left in that term. The question is whether or not that should be a special election. For example, in Salem, if someone resigns with more than 1 year left in their term, then the city has a special election to fill that vacancy. So those are the 4 issues. And as I had indicated in the staff report, the recommendation from our office is that you go ahead and check with the rest of the committee members to see if there's any questions, which we can go over and then open it up for comments. And after all the comments, then if there's time and willingness on the committee to give us direction on the final version on these issues, and then we would come back at the next meeting, which is May 5th, with what I would hope would be the final version for the committee to recommend to council.
Okay, excellent. So at this stage, does anyone have any questions or comments that they feel need to be addressed prior to opening this up to public testimony feedback? Okay, so at this time, let's go ahead and move on to that. And I believe, how do we know who signed up, Shannon? I'm assuming, Mr. de Blasi, you have signed up to speak?
If I may?
Yes, Debbie.
Elizabeth, on the agenda, the first thing is your summarization of the emails and Facebook comments, and then we open up to the public.
Okay, so we received 3 emails, and let me just pull this up really quickly, testimony compilation. So we received an email from Councillor Dan Kohler, who says that he has attended nearly all of the Charter Review Committee meetings, and he thought the discussions were put to bed a long time ago. He's against changing from an at-large to wards. And then we have one from Carol Dorfler. She feels as though the ward versus at-large has not had enough discussion. The council vacancies to fill by special election is just too expensive. Current elections have run smoothly for years as is. And term limits, she says, I feel that the 2 years is just not enough time to get your head wrapped around everything you are required to be familiar with and to become very knowledgeable about the city works. I would prefer that the current 4 years remain in place. However, if there's strong enough feeling from past and present councilors that this is too long, perhaps 3 years would be an option. So I thank both of them for their feedback. Gary Whalen, who is the co-chair, was not able to attend tonight, or the vice chair, sorry. On the four issues for public comment, his position is that it is in the best interest of registered voters that council positions remain at large in a head-to-head election. Terms for councilors should remain at 4 years or so, and new councilors can get acclimated and be productive before seeking re-election. Additionally, for seated councilors, a four-year term allows them to on conducting business of the city rather than spending time on the distraction of a two-year re-election. And I will allow Mr. de Blasio to speak for himself. I believe he is here and willing to talk. So I'll give you that in just a moment. The other item that I did is I did post just a quick question on Facebook related to just the word question. And the response, I said, Kaiser needed feedback. Do you think Kaiser should vote to change the city charter to establish a ward system for elections? This would put Kaiser into wards similar to what Salem has. Councillor Parsons said to leave it as is. Councillor Kohler chimed in, same thing. Former Councillor Bruce Anderson agreed with Marlene, said that he would like to keep it as is. Wards would breed selective focus to the ward and those voters. City Council needs to continue to be voted on by the entire city. Accountability is key. There were several others in there that said to leave it as is. I did not receive any, including former Mayor Lori Christopher, Danielle Bethel, and several others who chimed in and said to please not change that particular part of our city charter, that they would not support that. So we did get some feedback. Did anyone else at this point, I just want to make sure I ask, have any meetings, go to any neighborhood association conversations, things like that? I understand with COVID that's been difficult to be able to attend, but did anyone have any other conversations that they feel as though they need to chime in at this point? Okay, I see no one. So moving on, Debbie, I don't know where you disappeared to. Oh, there you are. Sorry, your screen moved. At this point, can we go ahead and allow Mr. de Blasio to speak? Okay, Mr. de Blasio, you have the floor. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope I'm not as spotty with the signal as I was, all you folks were for me. I don't know. I sent maps to Debbie. Will those be able to be viewed by everyone right now?
Mike, you didn't send me anything.
I did this afternoon.
Well, it didn't come through. I checked my email. I checked my email at 5.
Well, then I'll have to just talk right now. But when it comes time to come to the committee or to the council, I'll just have to bring the maps. Basically, what I did was I blocked up every voting district in the city. And then I showed the number of voters, or rather the number of candidates per district. If you were able to see this, you'd see that the part of the city with the least number of candidates for council over the last 30 years almost has been the southeast quarter quadrant, I guess, of the city. And I also showed who was elected. And then if you were able to see this, you would see that of the 5 candidates from the southeast, only one has ever been elected. And that was Joe Egli. Many of you know him. If you could see this graph, you would see that the area of where I live, actually, Gubser district, is actually punched above its weight, and even right near my house. So over the years, there have been let's see, in 403, which is GUBSER, there have been 27 candidates, 20 of whom have been elected, whereas in the Southeast, there have only been 5 and 1 has been elected. The other district that has really punched above its weight would be 403, which is, rather not 403, it's 406, which is the actually the opposite of where the Southeast one is. It's the Southwest one. So it's the one where I believe some of your committee members are from, down towards the Willamette.
Slow down just a little bit, please.
Yes. Debbie's asking. So basically my point here is that if you were to look at actual representation across the city over since 1990, it has not been fair. I would point out that the feedback that Elizabeth was mentioning comes from everyone who's actually benefited from the system that allows only certain people who have connections and power, if you will, to get the proper number of votes to pretty much swamp anyone who might not be from the power centers. And I would also say that the head-to-head idea really is no different than what we have right now. It's still gonna benefit people who in the at-large system are going to be able to outspend and out-connect people. And you see that in the spending of the city budget and the resources, I think that shows in where funding and resources go to. So the Southeast part of the city really is not getting the funding and sort of resources. And that's because they don't really have a true voice on the council. And we talk about having at large people, well, we at least have one already, and that's the mayor. If you wanted to do a hybrid where you had some at large and some district-wide, I'd be reasonable, but I'd like to see how that works. So again, without being able to show these maps, it kind of hurts my argument, but I will show it to the city council at the next open meeting for this, and open questions.
Thank you so much. And yes, if you want to forward me a copy of that, I'd love to take a peek at it as well. So thank you for doing that and putting that extra work in.
I will do that.
Thank you so much, Mr. DeBlasi. Okay, is there anyone else? And how can we tell if there's any other public testimony? Do you have that, David?
Debbie had the people. I'm going to unmute Debbie. The public there.
Yes. Okay. We had Carol Dorfler that wanted to speak, and I don't know that if she's logged on. I didn't know if I saw her name. Yeah. And Dan Kohler. We only had 3 people sign up to speak, and those were the 3.
Okay. Well, I see that we have Dan joined us, so let's go ahead and give Dan his opportunity to say something. Mr. Councilor Kohler.
Oh, we don't have any audio. Oh no.
Dan, can you unmute?
I've unmuted him. He doesn't have a microphone in that headset. And I think the headset's deactivated his laptop microphone. I'll text him.
Okay.
Try that. Is that working?
Oh, there you go. Now he's back.
Oh, I'll figure this stuff out someday.
Okay, Dan, you've got the floor.
Thank you, Chair Elizabeth, other members of the committee. At-large versus wards, if we were a city that was 100,000, I think that probably has some legitimacy to talk about. I have a little bit of argument with Mr. de Blasi about some of the people. I know that David McCone was from Southeast. He actually even ran for mayor a few years ago. So I think there have been more over there than we initially think about. And I think part of the problem that we've had is that there's not been a lot of people from that area that have stepped forward and said, here, you know, I want to serve. And I don't know that making that change would be worthwhile at this point. The top three candidates, I'm not in favor of either, because I think if you have a couple of people that are serving in a particular seat, that they need to be able to say, yes, this is a person we need to, if you have a disagreement with somebody that's sitting in seat number six, for example, you can say, you know what, we need to run a campaign against this person. I need to run against this person to make a change. And there may be two people that their votes may be very tight, and you end up with both of them instead of, I think it just gives the voters a more of an opportunity to make a decision on who they want to serve. And 4 year versus 2 years, I think 2 years isn't enough time to really figure out where you want to be and how. I think Councillor Freeman talked about this in one of the meetings not long ago, and I think I echo her sentiments exactly. It takes a while to figure out what you're doing, and 2 years doesn't really give you that opportunity. And as far as the vacancies go, I think we're best just to leave it the way that it is. So anyway, that's my opinion. And any discussions or questions that somebody would have about my opinions, I would be happy to take.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Kohler. I appreciate your input. And does anybody have any questions for Councillor Kohler? No hands being raised? Okay, so Shannon, what do we need to do now that we, sorry, Debbie, were you able to track down Carol?
No.
Okay, and is there anyone else lined up to speak?
Nope, there was just those three that signed up, and that was the way it was set up.
Okay, excellent. And then Mr. Johnson?
So I guess the question is there a way to check with the interpreters to see, is there any comment from that audience? Is there a way to check that?
It's only audio, and so they have been sharing a password. The only comment that we've had out on Facebook is if no one runs for a ward, what would happen? If you did do wards and no one stepped forward, what would the plan B be? Is asked by Bob Bush.
And my off-the-cuff answer on that particular question would be that the council would appoint a replacement.
Okay.
Okay. And so do we want to just, I want to make sure we recap this really quick for the panel here, for the committee. Even though we may decide that at this point we've done as much work as we can really do, and some of maybe these policy questions really just need to be moved on to the council and open it up for additional public commentary so that we can do the actual, you know, showing up at City Hall and such. Hopefully by then we will be able to, I got you, Debbie, thank you. We may be able to just move this now, but we've got it as hard as we can. And now we can move to the council and continue the conversation on these four points, if that is desired, and they can all get that feedback to make that final decision. Because I don't want to waste everyone's time either in trying to tackle some of these things when realistically it's going to need to go through the rest of the system. Mr. Johnson, am I correct in that?
Well, it's up to the committee. My preference would be if there isn't any remaining questions, that the committee give me direction on whether to make these changes or to leave it. Right now there are blanks, and we specifically left them as blanks with the idea that we didn't want to presume that one way or the other, to leave it the same or to make a change of some type. To come up with a final draft for council, I would need direction from the committee to do that, and then you could vote on that final version at the next meeting. If you don't want to do it that way and you just want to leave in blanks and say that we didn't address that, you can do that too.
Okay, Brody, I did see your hand raised. Go ahead and unmute yourself. Thank you.
I would like to make a motion that we call for a vote of the committee on all four of these points and then forward the prevailing vote to through Shannon to the council.
And before that motion is made, if I may, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Probably appropriate in these types of questions that are pretty important questions that they are done as separate motions so that no one is required to, it's called a partition, if you will, in fancy parliamentary language. So my suggestion is if someone wants to make a motion that you look at my list and start down from that, unless there's some other ones that in addition to or instead of the ones that I listed.
Okay, that makes sense. So Kathy?
Yeah, I tried to do my raise my hand thing. Could you see it? Did that work?
No, your physical hand works great though.
I would like to make a comment on the issue of the wards versus at large and how we elect the counselors. And I think that I'm kind of leaning away from the ward method just because we do have a small town. And I think that the counselors can get around and represent probably all of us pretty well. But I also like the idea of the ranked voting of picking, say, the top your top three choices. And the example I think of is, what if you have two really good candidates vying for each other, and then another race you have two really bad candidates? Well, one good candidate is going to lose and one bad candidate is going to win under that situation. So if you had the top three, you could choose the top best candidates who could represent everyone. So that's my thought on the election process.
Thank you. Does anyone else have any comments on these different four different items that they feel like they want to say? Okay, that being said, so go ahead, Kat.
Pat talking?
Yeah, she's muted. Can you make sure she's unmuted?
Oh, she's unmuted.
It seems like our current and former elected officials support keeping all of these election issues the way they currently are. And under the circumstances of our hearing, having to have it online like this, we maybe don't know really what the general public thinks yet. It does seem that the one with the length of the term is not flying very well with anybody, and that there is at least some mixed opinion on perhaps the other two issues. I guess I would just I'm still kind of raising it as a question. If we have the system where it's the top three vote getters, how do my other committee members feel? I mean, the intent of raising some of these questions is to try to get a broader participation in the city council and to have everybody in all parts of town and in all economic and cultural parts of our population feel like they have a fair chance if they want to run for the council. So if it's the top three, do you feel like that people would look at the slate of candidates and then try to choose three candidates that would diversify the council, or would it just concentrate even more homogeneity on the council? So that's my question.
Good Good question. Does anyone have any feedback on that? Raise your hand if you do. Councillor or President Freeman, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I guess I appreciate Pat's comments, and she's brought up some really valid comments through this whole conversation. So I really appreciate that. I guess because I've watched several elections since I've been on council, I'm not sure I personally, well, I know personally I'm not in favor of the top three. Because then I wonder, is it a popularity contest? Do you like the top two more than maybe someone who is really more qualified, but you may not like them? And maybe it's a like thing all around. I'm not really sure, but I've watched some very serious candidates run for council, and two people running for the same position really have had candid conversations. And I think that means more to me, wanting to see the involvement or true issues of those people. And maybe we would still have that. I think as a city, we are becoming more diverse, and maybe as a council, we need to reach out more to really make sure some of our other community members feel that they do have a voice here in our city. And I think we're trying in certain areas. I know we still have a long ways to go, and it is one of our council goals. So I think it's something that we need to keep talking about, and then as a group decide how it's moving forward to council. And then I guess the other thing that I'd really like to make sure everyone's aware of, even though COVID-19 has made this a little more unique for us, we will have more opportunity at council to have public testimony. And I know, Councillor Smith, I know you and I hadn't circled back, but have you been able to talk to Eric at the Kaiser Times? Because I know he had said at one of our council meetings, he would be more than happy to get information in the Kaiser Times. So I just didn't know if that is coming out soon here, hopefully between when we meet and when we would open it up for testimony. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Councillor Freeman. At this stage, I know that Eric will still do that. We need to get together with him. I think that we were trying to get to a point where we had the majority of the charter kind of redone so that we could publish it, what we're going forward with, so that there was actual document, the draft charter, that is going to go before council so that we could start to have those conversations. I think, and correct me if I am wrong, Mr. Johnson, we could take these items and just, could we make an overall motion that says we want to move these four items on to the council to make this discussion so that there could be further public comment, or how would that work? Or do we just have to vote on it and say we're not moving these forward at this time, or they could bring it back up?
Well, the general concept was that you folks had come up with a pretty finished product. If there was a serious split on the committee, you could always do an informal or formal minority report of some sort, but to more or less answer the questions. The council will be briefed on the discussion. So if by the way, going back to doing one motion, if there's no objection, you can certainly do one motion. It would require the consent of all the committee members if you want to do one motion versus four motions, for example. Your other option of not making the decision tonight, that's up to the committee. So it's really really what we're looking for is a motion to come back with the final draft. And that final draft, I'm hoping that we wouldn't need to have another meeting after May 5th. But the only way to do that is to direct us tonight to come back with that final draft so that you can vote on it that night. So it's really up to the committee. If you want to move forward and just leave the blanks in there, that's the motion you could make. The concept was, of course, the Charter Review Committee would make a recommendation on the revisions. So my thought would be you don't need to, you know, you come up with a final solution, but it's up to you folks. So you need to decide how you want to move forward on that.
Okay, so let's just do a quick poll. Let's just go through these real quickly. You guys just raise your hand if you're like, I absolutely want this to go before the council, okay? I'd probably just be the easiest. So item number A, which is councilors are currently elected. At large, meaning they are elected by the registered voters of the city. A ward system elects councilors from a specific geographical area as wards of the city. Do you prefer ward or at-large councilor positions? So just a quick consensus. Can we do that, Shannon? Yeah. Just say who's for the ward system, or would we rather forward this item as is, as it has currently been? Is anybody for the ward? I see none. Okay, so are we good with moving item A as to Shannon just as is currently? Or do we need, you said something regarding the city version or the Kaiser version. Is there further discussion on item A?
So in other words, the draft to the council will be reflect the current system unless we very strongly want our version to the council to be something different.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out is do we just, so that we get the final version on the next meeting so mm-hmm. he can move it forward, do we want to just say, hey, like item A, it was here, hey, FYI council, this is something was brought up. Are we really wanting to push this, or do we just want to finalize the document and make like a footnote to the council that these were points that maybe should be revisited?
Yeah. Because I don't know how to vote, because that's what I would vote on some of these. It's like, I'm okay to leave it the current wording, but I think we still need to raise the question before council and see what the
what
discussion arises.
And I agree with you, Pat, because I think that if we, my personal thought is to keep this moving and get it to council in a timely manner so that we can meet the deadlines to, you know, that gives Shannon enough time to put this together and get it out on the ballot. Remember, again, Article 44, which is our goal from this whole beginning. If we get this cleaned up, Article 44 off of there with additional commentary of these are the 4 points we felt as though should be open to public comment and get it to them. You know, get and have them kind of take the ball from there. I think we've all kind of worked this. I think everyone knows what each other's opinions are. And I think we're all going towards the same goal here, which is to be as fair as possible. But we could also, you know, beat this thing to death and not get it done. So is everyone good with leaving the current version, the current way, as is, with these 4 bullet points to be brought to council as comments that need to be addressed? Does that sound right? Does that work, Shannon?
That would be fine. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, that would be fine. And if I may, while I have you folks interrupted, what I'll do, unless there's objection, is indicate along the lines that you indicated, Elizabeth, that we'll go through these next items, but the items that you want to remain, that is a recommendation from the committee. And the recommendation from the committee would be that you retain the current versions. However, that the committee urges the council to consider the matter further and take further public testimony on it, because they're important issues.
That's exactly where I'm going with this. Is everybody good with that? Do we feel like that's fair, Azira?
I'm just agreeing. I do feel like it's fair. And to your point again, Elizabeth, just remembering some of our conversations, the reason why we held all of this was for Article 44. And so just diving deeper into this as a committee, I think kind of defeats that purpose. And I think it does fit well within the council to continue these conversations and to consider those 4 points for beyond what we've discussed. So.
Okay, so then Shannon, do we need a motion and vote, or do we just give you direction at this point with a general consensus to take this back and leave it as is on these 4 points, but with a footnote to the council that we recommend them to review these and open it up to further public testimony? Go ahead, Pat.
I think one other important thing that we talked about was if it does go to a vote, there was the idea of splitting it so that we have all the Section 44 and other housekeeping and reorganization things as one issue. And if there's a substantial change in the any of these issues on the method of electing councilors, that should be a separate question. So, and I support doing it separately for the reasons that Zaira just said.
Okay. Mr. Johnson?
The question for me will be, and you don't have to answer that tonight, but you would have to answer it on May 5th, is how you want to address that with the council exactly. So again, you folks as a committee, you all have the right in on your own or with anyone else to go to the, before the council and testify, of course, at the council level. But as a committee, what are you recommending to council? And so I want to be able to carry that message. And I think, frankly, Kim and Elizabeth will carry that message. The question would be, is do the committee as a whole want to recommend just looking at these, not necessarily with the idea that you recommend them? So I want to make sure that everyone understands that at this point right now, the consensus is, and again, your final motion will be on May 5th, but the consensus is that the four deferred items would remain as they currently are in the Kaiser Charter, but request the council to look at those four items and take further testimony and consider them carefully, but without a recommendation either way. And that would include, Pat, back to your point, the possibility of a more refined look, if you will, at the ranked voting method or splitting that, which is, I think, getting back to your point. Is that fair? Okay.
I would agree.
Okay.
Okay, Brody, you had a question or comment?
Yeah, I think that we were pushed on this committee to make a decision. I don't like passing the buck to the council. I'd like to make a motion that we call for a vote again on all four of these points and then the majority be passed to the council. Ultimately, the council can change anything we want to do. But I feel strongly that we were placed on this committee to have an opinion. I don't like sending on these, you know, I think the section we removed is the most important part of the charter change that we're making. But I don't like passing on the next four, you know, interesting sections without getting to weigh in and, you know, make a recommendation. Passing it on with no recommendation, I feel, defeats the point of us being on the committee.
Okay, Shannon?
Well, again, that's totally
up to sorry, wrong one.
Wrong one, I apologize.
And flowers.
I just wanted to say that I agree with Brody. I think we were tasked with giving some kind of recommendation, and I'd like to vote on each of these to give some kind of recommendation, still with the kind of caveat that these were kind of touchy issues and might need some extra consideration from the council, but I want to give them some kind of recommendation from us since we've spent so much time looking at these issues. I'd like to give them a recommendation of some kind. They can still take some more public comment and things like that, and if something drastic changes, they're welcome to obviously do what they want to do, but I'd like to give them some kind of recommendation.
Councilor Freeman?
I'd like to second Brody's motion because we're starting to have some discussion and we didn't have a second. So I just want to make sure I'm second his motion so we can continue to have discussion. And if we, however it goes from there, at least we're going to have our good candid discussions and from there. So.
Okay. All right, Mr. Johnson, now what do we, with that comment?
Well, yes. If we would take Brody's statement as a motion and Councillor Freeman's second as a second to that motion, then I believe the motion on the floor is to retain the current language in the charter with regard to these four deferred items. And then the motion would end at that point. Further discussion along the lines of what you were saying, Elizabeth, and what Pat was following up on could be addressed as a separate motion after that if you wish to handle it that way.
Okay.
But the motion on the table is a straightforward one, as I understand it. The first question is, does anyone object to having those all rolled into one motion in terms of the actual recommended version to council? Or do you want to require a partition where you vote on each one separately?
Kathy?
I would prefer to vote on each one separately. I think it's a lot clearer. I mean, because for one, A and B are inconsistent. So if we recommend both of them, we're not being very helpful.
Okay. Okay, so we have a current motion and a second. Does he need to change that?
Right, and my recommendation, if I may, Madam Chair, Brody, if you could just, if that motion would be withdrawn as improper right now because a partition has been called for. So your motion should be on the first item with regard to retaining or not retaining the at-large system. If you want to make that motion, then we can move forward.
I vote, Madam Chair, I make a motion that we retain the current at-large system and not move to a ward system.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, so the motion on the table is that we leave it at the at-large, this is item number A, leaving it at the current at-large way of voting and not moving towards ward system. All of those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Raise your hand, say aye, that way I make sure we got everybody. Okay, and those opposed, same sign. Okay, so we had, Debbie, did you catch the numbers on that? Sorry.
I can just see you, so I need to know, you need to tell me who it was.
Okay, so we had Brody, Shannon Flowers, Kim Freeman, myself, Pat Fisher, all vote, and Zyra, there she is in the corner. Sorry, guys, I'm having to scramble through here. All voted yes. And then, Kathy, you were a no, right?
Right.
Okay.
If I may, Madam Chair, do we have two absences, Debbie, then?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
There's two absences.
Gary and Rick?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so then moving on to item B. Every 2 years, three councilors are elected in head-to-head elections, meaning candidates choose which number position to run for. Another method would be to have the councilor candidates run against each other, and the top three are elected to the three positions. If the at-large method is used, we've already shot down the one, so is anybody in favor of B? Does anyone want to make a motion to put B on there?
I move that we put, we recommend B to the city council.
Okay, do we have a second? Pat? Okay, so we have, Kathy has moved that we recommend B to the council, and.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Something happened with Kathy's motion. Was the motion to do a head-to-head or?
No, a motion to do the top three, a rank style voting.
Did you get that clearly, Shannon?
Right, okay.
Okay, and then we had Pat second it. Okay, so all those in favor of moving item B to the, changing that, say aye.
Aye.
Raise your hand. All those opposed, say aye. Okay. So that is five of us, hold your hands up still, sorry. Kim, Brody, Shannon Flowers, and Zyra voted against. Kathy and Pat voted for. So that removes that, right, Shannon? That just keeps it as status quo?
If there's no objection, we'll take that as keeping the current version.
All right, moving on to item three. This is a change of term. Currently, councilors serve for 4-year terms. Would you like to continue with 4-year terms, or would you like to serve 2 years instead? Do we have a motion on the table? Brody?
I motion that we keep it as is, serve a 4-year term.
Okay. Second. Kim seconds. Okay, and all those in favor of leaving it as is with a 4-year term, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Okay, that passed unanimously, Debbie.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and then the last one is D. Currently, if a council office becomes vacant, the vacancy is filled by appointment, Do you want to change the method from an appointment method to a special election process? Do you want to consider a special election process? Does it matter how much time is left in the term? This is the last one. Do we have a motion on the table for this item? Kim Freeman, Councillor Freeman.
Thank you, Chair Smith. I vote to leave this as is due to the cost of a special election.
Okay. I second.
Oh, Pat, were you seconding?
No, I have a question.
Okay, discussion on that?
I thought during our other meetings, we this would not necessarily have to be a special election, but would be at the next either primary or the next scheduled election, whether May or November. So how would we phrase that?
So the way that would work, if I may, Madam Chair, it would depend on the timing of it. And so Salem's example, for just using that as an example, if someone resigned more than a year out, it would just depend on how the calendar fell. So it could be that the calendar would fall appropriately, that the election could be free, but it might not. And the only way to guarantee that it would be free would be to have it, you'd have to have it over 2 years, which then kind of almost defeats the purpose, I guess. I don't know the exact calendar, how that would work, but I do know that we have to pay for elections except for the May and November elections every 4 years, if I recall.
Mm-hmm.
The primary and the general election in 2020, for example, is free to us.
Go ahead, Kathy.
Shannon, remind me, how does the current process work? Is it who appoints the new counselor?
In other words, in a vacancy?
Right.
Yeah, it's the council. And we've developed a system, and it's actually in our council procedures now, is it as fair as having a direct election by the public? No, probably not. But it is much more refined and in my opinion, fair than it used to be in the old days, which was just sort of random. Now there's a process for having the interviews with very strict rules. But to answer your question, Kathy, the council appoints.
Okay, so there's never an argument among counselors about who they want to appoint?
Oh, yes. There are arguments among counselors. We have had situation with multiple ballots on that issue, particularly because it requires four counselors out of six. And it doesn't matter if a counselor is absent, it still requires four positive votes for one. So we have run into situations where there has been ties, where the first five candidates are all thrown out except two, and then there are multiple ties. But yes, that does happen.
Thank you.
Councillor Freeman, did you raise your hand?
I did. Thank you, Chair Smith. So, Kathy, when I first, my first term, I was appointed early on. Actually, it was 6 months right in, and I was one of eight candidates who applied. So there was a really good turnout. Actually, ended up seven. One gentleman withdrew, right, I think, almost the night of when you have to do your presentation to council. And you have 5 minutes to speak in front of council about, you know, why you want to serve. I can tell you it's just as nerving, in my opinion, doing that as running a campaign. And I didn't get a unanimous vote. Obviously, I got four votes, but I wasn't unanimous because there were some other great people that were running, and Councilor Herrera today is one of those. Him and I actually ran against, put our hat in for that one. Having gone through the process, I think it was very fair. I honestly didn't know how it would turn out, meaning I didn't campaign with existing council members asking for their vote. Maybe that was done. I have no idea. I can't speak to that. I personally like it that you fill the existing term because I don't feel you would apply if you weren't up to the challenge or the work that's involved, as you know, the work that goes in when you serve on a board. Me personally, having gone through it, I thought it was a great process. So
it sounds like it's fairly competitive.
I felt like it was.
Brody?
I believe there's a motion on the floor. I just wanted to second that motion before it got lost, that we retain the as is.
Okay. So do we have any further discussion on this last point? Okay, go ahead, Pat.
Are you monitoring the chat? I don't know if we're supposed to respond to chat that's occurring from outside our committee.
Is it
our committee?
I don't know if that's appropriate, Shannon. That's a question for you legally.
I'm not getting, can you hear me? I'm not seeing any chat, so my Kindle must be old or something. So it's chat from outside the committee. I guess the question is the public testimony portion is over. So it'd be kind of at the discretion of the committee whether or not you want to address us now. Typically, if that happens at council, it's kind of a hit and miss thing. Usually the mayor will check with the rest of the commission to decide, the rest of the council decide if they want to allow somebody up to the testimony table when the testimony is finished. It's a little weird with Zoom, but I guess the concept is the same. So it's up to you folks.
We do have a couple of comments on the Facebook Live. They aren't necessarily asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I also reached out to Bill on the Spanish translation, and because public comment was over at 3 today, that he says he's monitoring comments on the Spanish translations, but there aren't any over there is what I have a message. But I think he's focused that the public comment time was over at 3 today. And if people are hearing this discussion for the first time and have a question, that's probably something that your committee would want to address. If there's new questions to the Latino community that should arise from this translation going to them.
Okay, so what is the council? We have a motion on the floor and stuff. There's some decent. Can everyone see the questions?
And one of them we've already addressed because it just basically asks about the at-large versus, at-large versus all the candidates, head-to-head versus a pooled election.
Okay, yep, you're right. I'm reading that now. Does anyone feel like the rest of the question there needs to be addressed right now, or we can go ahead and vote and then possibly follow up with getting information back out there? I know, David, you and I have already discussed this. It's just the beginning of this. I mean, honestly, even though this is not the most awesome situation to have to do this, probably getting more attention now than it ever has. So I think that this is also going to be a good opportunity to open up more of that conversation. So I do believe we have a motion to leave it as is, and this is in reference to item D regarding the vacancy, and we're leaving it as is, and we have a second. So is there any further discussion on this, or can we go ahead and vote? Okay, so all those in favor of leaving it as is, say aye, raise your hand so I can verify it. Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Okay, so Debbie, again, that was unanimous, and we are done with those items. So as a recap, we have gone through line by line of this charter, and we have recommended correcting several lines and verbiage to make it match up with the League of Oregon Cities, and sometimes we kept some of the other items. And we have now pretty much gotten through all the items. And Shannon, is there anything further you need from us at this point?
No, I would anticipate, unless there's some unforeseen element, the next meeting in May would be short. I do want you to look at the final version and actually recommend that final version formally to council. But like I said, I would anticipate that will be a short meeting, especially given the decisions here tonight. If there are any questions that you folks would like me to look at between now and then, please get those to me ahead of time so that we can have as efficient a meeting as possible. We'll be working to finalize this here in the next few days and get it out to you sometime early next week, which will be a week before the meeting.
Awesome. And for those that are not aware, we did actually set up an email within the city. It's charterreview@kaiser.org so that the public can continue to have conversations with us as we proceed forward, even though this is going to go to council. Obviously, we want as much community buy-in for the final product since it is going to go before the voters. So other than that, are we completed? Shannon, what's the next meeting time and date?
The next meeting is May 5th. That's 2 weeks from now, I believe, at 6 p.m.
Okay. Is there any other questions or discussions, any other points that need to be made tonight? Kim?
I would like to say something, Elizabeth.
Yes.
This is Anna.
Okay.
I want to say it in Spanish, but so whoever's watching on the Facebook Live can hear me.
Please do.
Yeah. Pero quiero darle las gracias a las personas que participaron. La verdad, yo mandé la invitación y veo que muchas gentes que invité están presentes, pero también les quiero decir que ojalá la siguiente vez que hagamos esto podamos tener un intérprete presente a la hora que la junta empieza. So gracias por estar aquí y por participar. So what I said is just thanking people who participated in Spanish, both in the Facebook Live and also in the Spanish Zoom link, and also for their thanking them for their patience, and that hopefully the next time we do this, we're able to get the link out to them earlier and start the meeting at the agreed upon time.
Excellent, thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate it. And I think this has been rough. The Zoom thing is, we're learning. We had a council meeting on it last night. It was a little rough, but I think we're all learning the technology piece. So thank you all. And thank you for anybody watching this, for patience with it. Mr. Johnson, I'm sorry, Councilor Freeman, you raised your hand. Did you have something you wanted to say?
Yes, Zyra, you will share the email address in Spanish as well, just so everyone knows that we're asking for comment. And then I just want to make sure for the person that put in our last comment, we are capturing that and we'll add that to public testimony. I just want to make sure that we address that this person knows that their comments have been seen and we will address them.
Yes.
Shannon, so can we like take this forward as a public comment, or how? I just want to make sure that people understand that the comments, you know, one we have addressed, but this last one we haven't, and I just want to make sure that they are aware. Thank you.
Thank you. So Shannon, can I just read you the question really quick, because you could probably answer it for this person?
Sure.
Okay. So could a new council member be potentially chosen from those who ran but did not win in the event of a council member needing to be appointed?
I'm sorry, you broke up there. Could you repeat it?
Okay, so could a new council member be potentially chosen from those who ran but did not win in the event of a council person needing to be appointed? So basically, could they appoint someone who lost?
Oh, certainly. So, but make sure that I understand the hypothetical. So if you had an election, there was just two people running and one person lost. And then later the winner resigned, perhaps, then that person who had lost the previous November or whenever it was could certainly be chosen. Now they would, under the current council rules, they would still have to go through the process. So, but they definitely wouldn't be excluded at all. There'd be no reason to exclude them. They certainly could run again. I mean, run in the sense of request to be appointed. But the council procedures call for an open process with certain timelines, and they certainly could apply, and there'd be nothing preventing the council from appointing them.
Awesome. Okay, thank you for doing that. I appreciate you. And thank you, Councilor Freeman, for helping us make sure we didn't miss that question. We want to make sure we do our best at answering everyone's questions. So that being said, I think Shannon, you have everything you need to move on to the next meeting, and we could adjourn at this point.
Yes.
All right, it is currently 7:30, 1.5 hours in, just like we promised at the get-go. Appreciate all of your work. That was kind of a fluke, I mean, honestly. But thank you all for your work, and I will go ahead and adjourn the meeting, and thank you again. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I just stopped the Facebook live feed. So we're in a closed meeting right now. If you wanted to talk about logistics for the next meeting or whatever procedures you want to cover next. So we're not live out on Facebook right now.
Dave, I have a question. Elizabeth, I don't
know. Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
So I know, you know, like when you, so you stop the video live on your Facebook, but then that still stays there and then people can still comment after the fact, right?
Yes.
So should we be like, will somebody be monitoring those questions and will those questions also be included if there were to be another public comment hearing?
Yep.
Okay.
But you've got.
Oh, I don't know who's even trying to talk.
It's where you as a committee need to decide with this world of online meetings, how you navigate forward with people who are going to watch the Spanish translation. Again, it was only audio, just so you know. So I'm going to get a copy of that and republish that translation after this meeting out over the
story. No, you're breaking up, David.
For other questions. Oh, sorry. How about now?
That's better. You know, I'm going to be reaching out to you anyhow just to like work forward on a lot of the Facebook stuff. So why don't you and I talk tomorrow and see if we can make sure we have all these things in check? Because now that we've done a couple meetings, I'm seeing some of the problems.
Yeah.
And I know that Councillor Freeman is as well. So let's jump on there tomorrow maybe and kind of get the protocol.
The two of you. Okay.
Yep. Okay.
And I just want to make myself available too. Like, if you need help, especially with the Spanish piece of it, like, let me know because that's something that I want to make sure we continue to do.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
And we continue to share.
And
to that end, I'd love to just do a little 5-minute interview about what this is in Spanish. We're going to have Roland and Kim and Elizabeth originally talked about how this went out. We were going to also have short form. Just little, here's the link to comment on. So these 2-hour meetings sometimes are difficult for the general public to always follow. Makes sense. So I'm happy to reach out to Zyra and do a little recap like you did at the end of the meeting. We may not have people wait 2 hours or 1.5 hours to see your little segment that you did. So we're open to do another outreach like you're talking about. So that'd you have a contact info now. We can connect after this meeting.
Okay, yeah, we can connect afterwards.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thanks all.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Bye.